Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Good morning. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Yes, there will be orders being made here shortly because I keep expanding on things. I'm breaking my own rules. I'm expanding on caliber, so now I've got to start building up ammunition. Golly gee. Bulk ammunition. And they have the... I found exactly what I need last night in two calibers. The order is going in today. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up, as we get ready to flip into the next hour, we're going to have the guy that did the tip into police for catching the Charleston shooter, who just happens to be distantly related to me, which is sort of cool. And in the second hour, we're going to bring up Tim Knight, who's on his way to unseat Kevin Sweeney in the New Jersey Senate. That all coming up. But, okay. I'm in South Carolina right now. and one of the things that... a lot of people are calling for, because they've got to lash out at something. There's got to be some reason, something to lash out at. They're lashing out at a flag. And I sort of get that. Even though I'm a big fan of the Second Amendment, or the First Amendment, excuse me, I don't like the idea of outlawing speech, but you know, and flags are part of speech. But, you know, if the media says there's some form of speech is a problem, then I think we should immediately ban it. Now, I'm thinking of one hate-filled flag that incites violence among many people, especially in the South. If that flag causes such violence, shouldn't we ban it? Yeah, they're calling for flags to be banned right now because it means nothing. It's divisive. It's this, it's that. So if it means divisiveness and hate and all these other things, shouldn't we ban it? As a Second Amendment advocate, I cannot help but agree, because this would save us from many things that are bad. That's why I'm calling for the Mexican flag to be banned here in the United States. In Mexico, maybe it's harmless, but here in the United States, all it does is foment hatred and violence. Look at the violence committed by the illegal alien immigrants, many of whom are from Mexico. For example, in Los Angeles, 95% of all outstanding warrants for homicide, which total 1,200 to 1,500, target illegal aliens. Up to two-thirds of all fugitive felony warrants, 17,000, are for illegal aliens. Today, about 55,000 criminal aliens account for more than one-fourth of prisoners in the Federal Bureau of Prisons facilities, and there are about 297,000 criminal aliens incarcerated in state and local prisons. A Congressional Research Service report released in August of 2012 found that over a 33-month period between October 2008 and July 2011, more than 159,000 illegal aliens were arrested by local authorities and identified by the federal government as deportable, but nevertheless released back onto the streets. Nearly one-sixth of those same individuals were subsequently, again, arrested for other crimes. Why are so many illegals committing crime? I believe that it's because of their Mexican nationalist ideology, which is fomented by nationalist foreign symbols like the Mexican flag, which now increasingly flies in American places all over the place, like here and 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 here. Now, the only place in the United States where the Mexican flag should be flying should be the Mexican embassy. But do they have a Mexican embassy in El Paso? No. In Los Angeles? No. They don't have embassies there. Hey, liberals, will you get on board with that? I mean, I'm going after the hatred. I'm going after the racist ideology. La Raza. Let's go after this. Are you with me? We're all, you know, sometimes when free speech goes bad, we got to get out there and start banning it, don't we? Maybe later we can get together and burn some books. Let's burn some books and we can all sing Kumbaya, except change the lyrics to talk about white privilege. Totally epitomized by Rachel Dolezal, who's so privileged as a Caucasian that she can claim to be black and apparently get away with it here in the United States. Media has taken us so far to the ridiculous. It's almost funny. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny. It would be funny. And right now, in their haste to blame something, anything, besides the shooter in Charleston, one of the things they're blaming is the Confederate battle flag, which, whether that's a good or bad thing that it's waving in the air, is completely not even applicable here. It's not applicable. There is nothing. You know, there's no pre-genetic. Evil exists, folks. Like it or not, liberals, it exists. It exists. And this whole thing about self-determination, you guys have pushed so hard. Where Bruce Jenner can compete and be, you know, the men's decathlon wearer in the 70s and be Caitlyn in 2015. Just because he feels like it. I identify as a woman. I identify as black. I identify as a fern. You can be whatever you want to be. And, hey, you know what? Dylann Roof wanted to be a racial avenger. Sort of. He doesn't really know what he wants to be. We're so busy trying to blame things on it, we can't sit back and just say, you know what, this kid was so stupid that he didn't have the real capability to sit back. And I mean, this it was a terroristic act, but it wasn't terrorism. Because he was an idiot. Which is not to say that terrorists are geniuses. But I try to work with me here on this one. Nobody wants to blame him. Nobody wants to blame the anything about his background, anything about his makeup. It's not him. It's got to be the gun. It's got to be hatred of Obama. It's got to be the hatred of the Confederate battle flag. It's got to be this. It's got to be that. Can never be Dylann Roof. Let it be Dylann Roof. It's a very simple thing. Let it be Dylann Roof. And I'm one thing I have to say, I am very proud of South Carolina. Once again, down in Charleston, they hold it together. They hold it together. They turn, as a matter of Christianity, they turn the other cheek. And that's being noticed in all quarters. And, you know, my only problem now with the state is the stupid politicians running it. The people you guys smoke. You guys smoke. Like a very expensive cigar. Very nice. Nice bouquet. Good ash. But if we're gonna get out there, let's get out there and identify some things. Let's identify everything that is ever so slightly offensive, which the First Amendment is supposed to protect. And let's go ahead and do away with it, ban it, burn it, something. Let's get rid of it. Let's not worry about the illegal aliens that are here, you know, killing all these people, and you know, the percentage in California of them that's out there. Killing people is staggering. And I think it's all because of the Mexican flag. I do. Which makes as much sense as it being about anything else here in the Charleston shooting being anything other than about Dylann Roof. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. And to get on board with anything other than that, you're missing a point. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference. Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Expand your life with
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. I discovered a new kind of ammunition this weekend. I don't know if they carry it yet, but I'm going to go looking, because I'm going to load it with all of my self-defense rounds. And we'll talk more about that later. But they keep 50 million rounds on hand. 50 million rounds on hand and 27,000 square feet of space. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. You know, President Obama, he insisted in the aftermath of this Charleston shooting that guns are really easy to get a hold of. But you know what? If that was true, Mr. President, then Carol Bound would be alive today, wouldn't she? Did you hear about her, the 39-year-old New Jersey woman, Mr. President, that had a restraining order against an ex-boyfriend who was murdered by that boyfriend while she was waiting for 40-plus days for a gun purchase permit? You think it's a smoking hot idea. She was stabbed like an animal in her own driveway. Guns are so easy to get a hold of, aren't they, Mr. President? So easy to get a hold of. She did everything right, Mr. President. She went out and got a restraining order against a former boyfriend. She installed security cameras and an alarm system in her home. And then she began the months-long process of obtaining a handgun. And that wasn't enough. All that good stuff that she did, all the right things, she all playing by the rules, all the draconian nonsense that you think is a good idea, killed her. And you get up and drone on about how easy access, the easy access to guns, don't you, sir? Michael Idle didn't have to wait for access to the knife that he used to stab her with. Can you imagine, Mr. President, what it is like to be a female in those awful last moments when you realize that somebody bigger and stronger than you, that the only thing that you could have possibly gotten a hold of to make things a little more even and actually have a fighting chance, you've been denied that by the state in which you live, with the full sanction of your president. If he had his way, he'd have that throughout the nation. How do you think she felt in those awful last moments when she realized that 39 years was as far as she was going to go? That she would never live to be 40, that she would never live to go places like that she'd never been, that, or do things she'd never done, that it was all coming to an end right there on some cement in a place that should have been her sanctum. How do you think that was flying through her head, sir? She did everything right. She sought permission from a government that does exactly what you want them to do. The easy access to guns. It was taken away in New Jersey. She sought permission to exercise her Second Amendment right. According to news reports, Idle had previously went to the salon in Somerdale where she worked and broke windows on her vehicle before this. Now, I don't know about you, but I mean, I've been involved in, you know, I dated a long time ago, but I did date. But I mean, when I and a girlfriend would break up, whether she broke up with me or I broke up with her, there was never any violence involved in it because it was normal. Apparently, Mr. Idle was not normal. Carol Bound recognizes, and she went to the Berlin Township Police in mid-April to apply for a gun license. And according to reports, she went to check on the process, which takes about 2 months to complete, as recently as the week she died. President Obama said what he said the other day and got on a plane to go fundraise and play golf if it saves one life. What about if it kills one person? What about Carol Bound? What about her, Mr. President? Did you think about her while you were raising a glass and your wife off to whatever side she's on, the one that hates America? She was gloating at the fact that you still pull them in, and you were gloating at the fact that you still pull them in, and you knew you had a tea time the next morning. Did you think about Carol Bound then? Did you think about her? Or were you just thinking that Carol Bound's blood was not the right kind of blood to stand in? It was better to stand in the blood of other innocents, although Carol Bound no less innocent. Does it matter if people are killed in a big group all at one time, or if they're killed spread out over a weekend, or one at a time over a weekend to a horrendous amount like in Chicago or some places in New Jersey? Does that matter? Does it matter that it happens in New York? No. That doesn't matter, because that in all of those cases, those are all people that are just, you know, real, you know, they're in the case of like Carol Bound, she tried to do something about it. She's really trying to make things work, and it didn't work out that way. No, instead, you came out and trotted out the old tired nostrum. You had a chance once again to be presidential. You had to come out and talk about gun control with another demonstrably false twist applied to it. Now is the time for mourning and healing, but let's be clear. You said at some point we as a country will have to reckon with the fact that this type of mass violence does not happen in other advanced countries, doesn't happen in other places with this kind of frequency, and it is in our power to do something about it. Actually, when it does happen in foreign countries, it happens to a horrendous degree. We're talking 20s and 30s and 40s and 60s and 70s of people, you know, big amounts of people killed in one spot. Horrendous amounts. Now, one thing we could do, we could arm the potential victims and give them a shot. We could give them a shot. These mass killers, whether they do it consciously or not, they don't go to anywhere but gun-free zones. That's where they go. That's where they go. That's where they went in Charleston. That's where they, you know, in New Jersey, that's anywhere they go. Occasionally, like at the Clackamas Mall or that hospital in Pennsylvania, people ignore the gun-free zone and they actually stand up to the would-be shooter who got there and was surprised to find a gun. Occasionally. So, if you look at anything else where they're successful, it's from Virginia Tech to Aurora, Colorado to Newtown, Connecticut to Charleston, South Carolina. You find this. Now, recently, very recently in Spartanburg, South Carolina, somebody showed up with a shotgun. And somebody either didn't know that in South Carolina you can't carry a gun, or he didn't care and he carried a gun and stopped him. Before he shot anybody, stopped him in his tracks. That's not making the news. How come that's not making the news? I believe this happened in 2010, 2012. I can't remember when. But, you know, that never made the... we're not going to compare it to this. We're not going to compare it to the New Life shooting in Colorado Springs where Gina Somm got up there and stopped it. We have examples of this being successful, Mr. President. Doesn't the lives of your... I mean, if you had your choice, wouldn't you rather your citizens live? I mean, they're taxpayers, after all. That's a money source. If you want to be cynical about it, sir. Otherwise, shut up. Because Carol Bound's life mattered, too. Everybody's life matters. And everywhere where you keep them from having a fighting chance, you, sir, are culpable in their death. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Time is life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All loans subject to OnDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
For some stupid reason, the video drops. Video on the radio show drops. Anyway, I got it back. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot is, well, it is quite the place. They have 80 years of experience combined amongst the three principals to get ammo in, and the getting it out is just a matter of shipping. So it's constantly coming in, constantly going out with the best deals you've ever seen on the internet for ammo, bulk ammo. You know, I mean, we're going to be doing some unboxing videos here before long. Ooh, very, very excited about that. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Coming up next segment, we're going to give an attaboy to Todd Frady. He's not my son. I have a son named Todd, but this is the guy, this is the florist whose employee called him, and he called the cops, and that called the Charleston shooter. Just a little attaboy with him. If you look out there, generally speaking, opponents of the American Second Amendment, they reliably line up on the left side of the stage. So, generally speaking, okay, friends of the right to keep and bear arms will be found among members of the GOP. But we cannot simply blindly assume that Republicans are gun owners' friends, because that can be very hazardous to the health of your civil rights. Take, for example, Bill O'Reilly, bloviator in charge. He would like to federalize all firearm-related offenses. He would like to give the power to prosecute all gun crimes to people like Eric Holder. Is he an avowed enemy of the Second Amendment freedom? No, he's a Northeastern conservative. That's what he would call himself. He lives in New York City where gun control rules. And instead of sitting back and saying there has to be a better way, he believes in it. He believes that all guns out there are automatic weapons, probably even revolvers, which would be quite interesting to watch if it were true. He gives a nod toward the right of individual states to regulate these kind of things as they see fit, but he also prescribes freely federally mandated regulation conformity among the states as a fix for America's ever-declining gun crime problem. That's the thing. It's going away. It slowly, slowly declines over time, which is the good kind of declination, because that means it is gradually going away, which also means it's permanently going away. Whatever he might think that all that he says means in theory, in practice, any sort of attempt to equalize gun regulation across the states would inevitably tend toward more restrictive regimes enacted by the population centers of the Northeast and California rather than laws in effect in locales like Arizona and Vermont, which, you know, I'm not in the United States of New York City. I'm not in the United States of Chicago, the United States of L.A. I'm in the United States of America. Thank you, sir. This brings us to the paragon of Republican establishmentarianism, if that's such a word, Karl Rove. I have never seen... we exist in a society now today where not only are the people out front, like, getting political consultants out there to talk about political things is a little bit like getting, you know, everybody loves Beyonce. It's a little bit like getting the audio guy who packs the audio recorders in the bags for Beyonce to come forward and talk about what Beyonce is going on. Getting these political consultants and guys in the background, these are guys that never have to take a position on anything. They give advice to a bunch of guys that want advice, and those guys take the advice. Sometimes it's successful. Sometimes it isn't. And if they have one success, that seems to last them forever. You think David Axelrod will ever have to show a resume to run a presidential campaign again? Likewise with Karl Rove. He was appearing on Fox News Sunday this past week, and talking about the Charleston church shooting. Chris Wallace asks him, how do we stop the violence? Rove says, I wish I had an easy answer for that, but I don't think there's an easy answer. We saw an act of evil, racist, bigoted evil, and to me the amazing thing is that it was met with grief and love. Think how far we've come since 1963. No, this is a South Carolina thing, sir. Thank you very much. Look at Ferguson and some other places. That's how far we've come. The whole weight of the government throughout the South was to impede finding and holding and bringing to justice the men who perpetrated the Birmingham bombing. And here we saw an entire state, an entire community, an entire nation come together, grieving as one, and united in the belief that this was an evil act. So we've come a long way. Now, maybe there's some magic law that will keep us from having more of these. I mean, basically, the only way to guarantee that we will dramatically reduce acts of violence involving guns is to basically remove guns from society until somebody gets enough oomph to repeal the Second Amendment. That's not going to happen. Karl Rove, epitome of GOP organization, is out there saying the only way to make this stop is to repeal the Second Amendment, and we got to get enough oomph together to do that. The problem is guns in the society, according to him. And the root of this is the Second Amendment, because it exists for that. So until somebody big enough and strong enough to, you know, enough of a rock star and popular enough to get out there and have everybody going, oh, I love him, another Elvis in office, we're just going to have to live with this. Completely missing the point, as he should, as a consultant. Once you watch the consultant candidate or consultant office holder dynamic in place, you really begin to wonder about the people that hold office, because they get their thought process from consultants. And if the consultant doesn't know what he's talking about, then they got a lot of issues. And I have seen this time and time again. And I have spoken to consultants with their candidate in place, and I will say things, and they will act like I hit them in the reproductive system with the California Yellow Pages. I mean, the grimace is that pronounced. And, you know, right now, Karl Rove, like a lot of people, missed the fact that violent crime in general, and crimes involving firearms in particular, are at historic lows and trending down as more and more good people carry guns. Now, Rove may long for the maneuvering room that more oomph-intensive countries like Australia and the UK have in banning civilian firearm ownership. I would also guess that since he sort of longs for that, basically what he's calling for, he has no idea what's happened in those countries post-ban as far as their violent crime rates. So the moral of this story is that party affiliation alone is not going to be a reliable predictor of anybody's reverence for individual freedoms. We can't just elect these people and let them go. They have got to be, we got to keep our thumbs on them forever, as long as they're in office, if we want to remain free. Because one day we'll wake up, and it'll be sort of like it is now, where a lot of people my age look around, and they've been looking away for a while, they look back and say, what happened? We happened. That's what happened. We let it happen. We'll be right back. Somebody took some action. We're going to talk to them. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Coming to you from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot. Their prices, whether it's for very exotic self-defense ammunition or bulk ammo or practice ammo, whatever you want to call it, their prices are insane. And when they run their special, it takes insanity to a whole other level. And that's why you should check them out today at AmmunitionDepot.com. Unable to get Mr. Frady. One thing about anybody with my last name, we all come from the same place, and we all come from the same guy, so I'm fairly certain that we're related somehow, just don't know. But we try to get a hold of him. We are not going to be able to get to him, but we will have Tim Knight next, that's definite. Tim's been waiting on this. Now, once again, in an attempt to blame what happened in Charleston, South Carolina, on somebody, on anybody, we get a little ditty out of the Rolling Stone, out of Rolling Stone magazine, which, you know, just came all fresh off of their little rape fiction that they published out there that got all kinds of people in trouble, just not the people that spoke. You know, it was all made up. It was fiction. It wasn't nonfiction. Rolling Stone writer Jeb Lund blamed Republicans for the Charleston church shooting. His little editorial is sort of like a bile fest draped in sarcasm. Some of the stuff he writes is sort of like this. This crime is political because American movement conservatism has already made these kinds of killings political. The Republican Party has weaponized its supporters, made violence a virtue, and with almost every pronouncement for 50 years, given them an enemy, politicized, racialized, and indivisible. We can't afford to allow political discussions of these events because if we do, we might notice what's already there, racking the body politic like gangrene. And what's there behind door number one? Gun-toting ghouls. Please point out to me, Jeb, one political event where a known dyed-in-the-wool voting record behind him Republican shows up and does something. Please point one out to me. Please. He also writes, movement conservatives have fetishized a tendacious and ahistorical reading of the Second Amendment to the point where the Constitution itself somehow paradoxically legitimizes an armed insurrection against the government created by it. That's not actually true. That's actually quite patently false, because what the Constitution says is if the government created by the people changes to be against the people, then it legitimizes an armed insurrection. So he got it partially right, but just the parts that he got wrong are very important. Those leading said insurrection are swaddled by the blanket of exculpation, of patriotism. At the same time, they are symbolic of the Democratic Party. They have made that symbolic with illegitimacy and abuse of the American order. There is no longer an argument about whether one party's beliefs are beneficial or harmful, but an attitude that labels leftism so antithetical to the American idea that empowering it in any level is an act of usurpation. Leftism no longer constitutes a debatable misuse of American power, but theft and governmental overreach. It's interesting that he says leftism no longer constitutes a debatable misuse of American power. He's sort of out there sort of admitting that that happens. And for some reason, and you know, I, as a gun advocate, do not sit back there and look at the Republicans and say, oh, we're saved. I just don't, because they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about most of the time. They have no idea about most of what they do. It's, you know, unless they dig into it themselves. But this is what you have with a politician. With a politician that you have on a federal level, you have a guy that has he has two ears that he's constantly got three people in each feeding him information. It's a little bit like watching the news, where you see the news guy with like the little ear plug in his ear. That's called an RFB. And that is where the producers are telling him what to say next. And instead of using puppets, we use real people to do that. Because after all, it's so personable. So in other words, you know, I just get it. You know. There was a 1995 article by a Gary Willis that proves that the Second Amendment doesn't protect Americans' individual right to keep and bear arms. A contention struck down twice. By common sense of the Supreme Court, conservative Republican Americans availing themselves of this natural, civil, and constitutionally protected right are insurrectionists in Jeb's mind's eye. And we view the Democrat Party as fair game. More specifically, though, Jeb goes on breathlessly. And nothing emphasizes that government overreach and theft like black people. Mendacious twit and South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley issued a statement saying, "We do know that we'll never understand what motivates anyone to enter one of our places of worship and take the life of another." But to riddle it out, all she needed to do was go outside and look up at the traitor's rag worn by Confederate armies and raiding parties and rapists and murderers that flaps outside the Capitol, as if to say, enact change at your own risk. See, that's the thing about the left. We have the problem. We have the cause of the shooting in hand. We have Dylann Roof in hand. For some reason, we give Dylann Roof, you know, since Dylann Roof has been tagged as a mass killer, he now gets transferred throughout places in a bullet-resistant carrier, wearing, you know, bulletproof plates, bullet-resistant plates, soft armor, if you will. He has a chance if somebody tries to take a pot shot at him out of anger or retribution. Unlike his victims. Sort of like Malvo after the D.C. sniper shootings. Which, you know, depending on how you listen to this, you know, the D.C. shootings and the Charleston shootings, they were both racially motivated based upon what everybody's saying that's involved in it. You know, in the South, after the Civil War, the party that rode around making things problematic were the Dixiecrats, which later morphed into the Democrats. They were the ones that came out with the KKK. They were the ones that came out with the Jim Crow era laws against black people, against black Americans, newly emancipated black Americans. It had nothing to do with the flag. It had nothing to do with the flag. You know, Lincoln, who wasn't necessarily going after freeing the slaves, realized he had to, and he was a Republican. So now, Lund goes on. I mean, the problem here is everything except Dylann Roof and the gun-free zone. It's, you know, white Republicans are racist because we ideologically oppose Barack Obama, who's black. And it wasn't black America that made him president. Let's make that perfectly clear. Black America makes up 12% of the United States population. White America helped. Asian America. Hispanic America. There's a lot of help in that. It wasn't just black America. He says that Barack Obama stole the country from its rightful stewards. It was the black Americans who did it. He had help from everybody. It was a biracial, multiracial effort. Thank you, Jeb. You but this is all about Republican demonization. And once again, this is an attempt to blame everything except the guilty party here. The guilty party. The guilty party is Dylann Roof. There were some things that aided and helped him get as accomplished as he was to do what he did, because you have to get to a certain degree. He was out there. He's been casing it for a while. He's been going through his five steps for a while, to leading up to his mass shooting. And, you know, maybe we'll find out more as time goes on. But, hey, Left, take a break. Or, I mean, you're working yourself into a froth. You're going to cause yourself a stroke. Maybe that's not a bad idea, but, you know, I'm being compassionate. Coming up next, Tim Knight, headed to New Jersey on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.